cliffcentral.com.
We're continuing the conversation right here at the Prism Awards for 2015, and we're joined by one of the other judges as well, Francois Foster, who also heads up Integrated Marketing Solutions, a creative and strategic agency firmly rooted in digital. Francois, thank you so much for stopping by this afternoon.
Thank you.
It's quite an interesting journey you've had with the Prism Awards for 2015 exactly as well, but definitely in the PR and communications world over the years. How have you found the importance and the value of such an award ceremony to be?
I think awards drive agencies to perform better, to create better quality, and also drive better business results for their clients. What we're starting to see is the evolution of creative, not just focusing on being clever, but actually focusing on delivering results. And PR is very measurable, especially social media, one of the categories we judged.
You know, with digital and social media, we are, as a nation, becoming very, very prominent on a world stage and as equals. But South Africa still has some of those connotations of being conservative to a certain extent. Are we nonetheless open-minded to different ideas?
I think we are. It also depends on the generation. And strangely enough, we're finding people over the age of 45 being a lot more liberal on social media.
Well,
than
I say
kids.
A round of applause to South Africa. We are making great strides in that sense. How is it important, though, to how has digital media and social media as a whole been crucial in the PR world as well?
You know, for the last 60, 70 years, media has been pushing information to people.
Yeah.
And there's a great quote. It's probably about 6 or 7 years old now. And it says basically 12% of people are influenced by advertising and 88% are influenced by things people tell them.
Wow.
An example I give is, I say, if I'm a chef,
yeah,
and you're looking for a good steak in Jersey, and you say to Francois, hey, you know, where's the best steak I can have? And I say, restaurant ABC.
Yeah.
You'll probably take what I say with some kind of credibility compared to seeing a billboard up on the road.
Word of
seeing a TV ad.
Yeah.
Word of mouth, especially if there's some kind of credibility behind the person saying something about it. It's becoming quite powerful. That's what social media is. And if I write a review on TripAdvisor or I put something on Facebook, I'm endorsing it.
Yes.
All companies love word of mouth because it's basically free advertising, no?
Not free. Not the way Facebook have modeled there. You pay to get likes and you pay to reach the people who are your fans. And contrary to popular belief, it's actually not that cheap to reach people on social media. But one, it's measurable, and two, it's actually pretty effective if you compare it to other media channels.
With social media now being a big thing in 2015, you now have PR communication. How do you know whether to react to like a Facebook thread or something, if it's going to negatively affect your company or if it's just going to be overlooked by the public? How do you know whether to take something seriously or it's just a fad, it's just going to disappear, roll away?
You know, you're quite fortunate in the respect that on Facebook, you can actually hide a post. It's a very little known thing. If you've got a company page, and if you hide it and you ban the user, they themselves and their direct friends still see the post, but no one else in the world can.
You see, this is why it makes sense. I was told Francois is the person who asks the right questions, he makes decisions, and he takes actions. And that's why. That's what I've learned. Hiding Facebook posts. That's what I learned from now on.
And I must say, that's your first tool in your toolbox.
Do you think that a company can positively like use websites such as Hello Peter, complaint websites?
Well, talking about Hello Peter, I think we've seen an evolution. 10 years ago, if you complained, you might get a response.
Exactly.
This is South Africa. But today, you don't really go to a complaint site as much as you used to. You actually go to your own personal social media.
Uh-huh.
End of last year, there was a gentleman who owns a social media company in Cape Town. And he got messed around by a moving company. And
wow.
He refused to pay them and took that money instead and put into social media and put a paid campaign about how bad they were. This is the evolution.
You never know who you're messing
with. Me going on Twitter
with,
and Facebook and telling everybody I know how bad a company is to an extent almost more effective than Hello Peter, because at the end of the day, who actually goes to Hello Peter or these kind of review sites?
Uh-huh.
It's a better place to share on your own social media.
I was just thinking, I could say I had a problem with a company. I could make a Facebook post. I could promote that post. And I'd probably get more out of that company than if I had to just phone their customer service.
Exactly, because there it's one-on-one. Now you're telling the world.
Now I've got like a whole gang with me.
Exactly.
You're letting the secret out, okay? We don't want to let all these PR execs in the room start sweating profusely this evening. But Francois, with all these different aspects, this is quite a challenging job. And put on the judge tag as well this evening. What was the sort of criteria you looked at in awarding the winners for this evening?
We've got quite specific criteria in terms of how we judge based on the entry, how it's structured, produced, the innovation, and most importantly, the change it causes. So we look quite heavily at, is it new, is it clever, and has it caused change? In the social media category, we had a large number of entries. We actually had a number there. There were some really mediocre, but there were a couple of incredible entries. People who, to use the cliche, thought outside of the box. They literally climbed outside the box and dug a new hole, to be quite honest, in terms of the innovative thinking. And then also the change. It's easy in social media to spend $1 million on something and reach a few hundred thousand people, even a few million people. But with limited budget and clever ideas, things can and do go viral.
Those are the people we will be seeing here at the Prisms Awards 2015, hey Sia?
Exactly. So thank you so much for stopping by. Francois Foster, you know, I will now officially go to you if I need the right questions answered. And he's also heads up Integrated Marketing Solutions. Thank you so much for making time for Cliff Central.
Thank you. Cliffcentral.com.